Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, the place for everything you need to grow your cleaning company. If you're committed to growing your cleaning company, you can go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com, get all of my best stuff there, webinars, blogs, the podcast, all sorts of cool stuff for owners who want to get more out of their cleaning companies and more out of their life. All right, that said, today we are chatting with Jose Guerra from Five Star Janitorial. Five Star Janitorial serves the Southern California area with commercial and residential. If you want to reach out to Jose and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.fivestarjanitorial.net. The five is not spelled out, so www.5starjanitorial.net. Jose, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Good afternoon. My name is Jose Guerra, and I'm here in Southern California. How's it going, sir?
Life is good, my friend. Glad to have you on the podcast today.
Thank you very much. You know, I'm glad, you know, to hear from you guys, and, you know, hopefully we could have some fun today.
If we don't, I'm blaming you. yeah, that's actually my job, but I have no shame. I'll blame the guests for anything that goes wrong, even though it's my fault. All right, hey, before we jump into the good stuff on how to grow a cleaning company, let's talk a little bit about you, man. Are you married? Are you single? What part of the world are you in? How'd you get in the business? Talk to us.
Well, basically, yes, I am married. I have three beautiful kids and a beautiful wife. We're here in Southern California, Ontario, California. And I've been in business since 1999. We've been growing slowly but surely. Most of our employees are family members. We have about 6% of our family that's in the business. And the rest of it is either friends or people that we have known that have been in the business for a long time.
Man, let's talk about that. I promise we'll get onto the coaching, but that's such a big thing. Well, first of all, how many employees do you have total?
We have a total of 16 employees, and hopefully we could acquire two more employees very soon.
Okay, so you're at 16 right now?
Yes.
Okay, so I got to ask you, just because the two kind of big topics I get asked on by owners are, how do I get more customers and how do I get better employees? And that's one thing we haven't talked about. So instead of me, I'll give you a coaching here as we go, but in this first part, I'd love to hear from you. Because that's a great answer. If you've got friends and family, that can be a good place to start. What's been your experience with that? Because, you know, there's two schools of thought. Half the people say, man, that's fantastic. Hire people you know and that you trust. And the other half say, oh my gosh, that's a great way to ruin a friendship or, you know, ruin family, ruin Thanksgiving at, Thanksgiving dinner. What's been your experience or what would you recommend to Cleaning Nation on hiring friends and family?
Well, basically, the first thing you got to put aside, it's that, once you hire a family member, you got to tell them, while you're on my clock, you are my employee, I will not treat you no more differently than an employee. And after that's been said and done, basically, then you can think about hiring whoever you choose. It's kind of hard, it is a little bit demanding. And sometimes when there is little complaints here and there, it's kind of hard to go out there and kind of tell them, hey, you guys screwed up right here. Well, this is not our case right here. Basically, we have monthly meetings. We go over the details. If there's any problems, I tell them, look, I don't care if it is 3 o'clock in the morning. I would like for you guys to give me a call and let me know what's going on before the customer finds out about it. That way we could go ahead and coach him and know what to do to fix the problem before the customer finds out about it.
Okay, cool. So it sounds like overall, you've had a good experience, but you've kind of got to keep an eye on how you set up the relationship right when you get started and maintain that. So they kind of know, hey, when we're at home, we're family, but when we're here, we kind of have to be boss-employee relationship.
Yes.
All right, cool. Thanks for sharing that, man, because I don't know that we've had that conversation on. We might have to have you back and talk just about that. So that said, how can I help you today, man? What can I help you to grow your cleaning company?
Well, basically, one of the big challenges I have been facing is getting tons of phone calls on a daily basis from different people trying to get me to advertise. You know, they all promise you the same thing. They all come in with a very low rate, monthly rate. And at the end, what it ends up being is that in order for you to be where they want you to be, or what they told you you were going to be, it's basically it's going to cost you thousands of dollars. So that's one of the biggest challenges I have faced throughout the years on my company.
Okay, so you just get a lot of people calling, trying to sell you advertising or trying to sell you more customers, and you need more customers, but you just can't tell the difference between the charlatans and the fakes that are trying to scam you versus the legitimate advertising that you can make some money off.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Before I jump in, can you give me a couple ideas, like three or four types of people that, you know, are they selling you online stuff? Like what kinds of advertising are they trying to sell you?
Well, basically, they'll come in, so we'll put you in the front page, so Google, Bing, Jex, basically anything. They'll try to put you supposedly in the front pages, but what they don't really tell you is that it takes a very long time and a lot of money to get people to get there. It's just, you know, when they come in, they only give you the introduction. They try to set you up with something that won't even work.
Okay, so it sounds like they're trying to sell you SEO or search engine optimization services, correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And just so you guys know, Cleaning Nation, and also for you as well, Jose, I just did a podcast that I think went live, one or two podcasts back from here. So Jose, I would definitely go check that. I was with my friend John Ayers, who does all of my website stuff, and he's done search engine optimization, pay-per-click stuff, and he really breaks down not exactly this, how to know who to trust or not to trust, but you can trust him and he'll kind of give you good information for free in terms of what you can expect and can't expect. So Cleaning Nation, definitely go check out that episode because A, it's a good one, and B, it kind of will, you listen to that episode with this episode, we're going to rock your world. Okay, cool. So that said, let me jump in, Jose, with a couple of foundational stuff that's really important, and then we'll move on to some tactical stuff, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so one of the things that I don't like about search, about online advertising, pay-per-click search, all that stuff, is a lot of times you get people, and right now, let's just assume they're legitimate, right? They're not trying to cheat you or screw you. They really can get you, and again, do you really care about being on the front page of Google or Bing? No, you only care about getting customers, right? That's the goal, not to just be on the front page of Google. You want to actually get people to call you and let you bid, correct?
Yes, exactly, and that's, you know, one of the things that I've been facing, say, yeah, you know, you got about 3,000 clicks this last week, you know, on your page. Well, clicks doesn't really matter. You know, what matters is actually having those customers being converted, you know, and bringing them on board.
Okay, so that's what I want to talk about first. That's so key. And a lot of times they're good. Again, sometimes they're just charlatans, and I don't know how to tell you on that one. But if they're good and they really can get you the clicks and the traffic, that's great. But that's only one piece of the puzzle, and you need someone that can get you the entire piece of the puzzle. That's why I talked about the episode with John. He knows how to do everything. But what you want is not just the clicks. You want to make sure that you're clicking to somewhere that's going to get them to take an action. So if your website sucks and you're paying for all those clicks and you get a million hits to it, but you haven't put it together properly, it's not going to do you any good. I'd rather get 100. And also, if you get the wrong people to your website, that's not going to do any good. So let's say you get 1,000 clicks, but they're, and you offer commercial cleaning services, and you're getting, you know, people looking to buy a birthday present for their kid to your website. I don't care how many of those clicks that you get, it's not going to do any good, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So whoever, first and foremost, make sure that you start with a website that is compelling to get people to do what you want them to do. So the first thing is you need to know your customer. That's another thing, right? So let's just go one by one. Step one, know your customer. Step two, make sure that you're sending them, whether it's through search engine optimization, which is also called organic traffic or paid traffic, make sure you're sending them to a site that's going to be interesting to them. Don't sell the guy trying to buy a, don't send the guy, paid or organic, who's trying to buy a present for his daughter to your cleaning company website because he's not the right guy. So you need to know your customer. Then you need to make a website that's compelling to your customer, right? So you might find someone that is a You know, if they're a property manager, they're going to, you're going to want to talk to them and send them to a different web page than to a business owner, than to a homeowner who wants their house clean. So the first thing is you want to make sure that you've got different pages for different people. If you send a mom of three who's married and her husband works all day and her house is a mess to a website talking about how you can handle commercial jobs and big government stuff, you're not going to get a conversion. Also, if you send a property manager to a page that talks about how you can clean houses and ovens and you mop well, you're not going to get a conversion. So you've got to know your customer, and then you've got to match your message on your website to the needs and desires of your customers. That make sense so far?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Yes, next, you've got to, and I was just kind of going to your website while we talked, and I don't see this yet. We can talk a little bit offline. You've got to have a good call to action. So many people, the only call to action is call now for a free estimate, which people read as call so I can have some salesperson bug you. Or, you know, sign up for a newsletter, a free newsletter. Nobody wants a newsletter. You know, everybody's trying to get everybody's email address, and that just doesn't work anymore. So you need to have a real call to action. And again, this comes back to knowing what your customer is. And if your customer's interested in, you know, if it's if your customer's that mom that we talked about, you might say 5 ways to get more time with your children. And then, of course, cleaning having someone else clean your house where they can spend time with your kids, that would be a very compelling call to action. So instead of saying, we're green and we do this and we do that and something that's boring, you're going to find something really compelling and offer it to them. So for an owner of a business, you might say 5 ways to make your business more profitable based on your facilities management. Well, shoot, that's something a business owner is going to be interested in. So the call to action isn't get a free estimate or, you know, sign up for a free newsletter. It's download this thing right now. Give me your email address. Let me know where I'm going to sell it. Send it, and I'll send you this thing that you're interested in. You know, 5 ways to get pesky carpet stains out without commercial equipment. You know, anything they're going to be interested in, that's going to get them to click. So if you send someone to that web page, they're actually going to click. And when they click, you're going to say, well, tell me what email address you want me to send this to. And they're going to give you their email address. And now you've got a lead of somebody that you can follow up on either by email, or if you acquire their company name, you can, you know, look up their phone number and call them. And you know that they're interested because they downloaded your report on, you know, 5 ways to make more money with facilities management. Why would they download that if they're not interested in making more money with their facilities management? And you can help them with that. Does that make sense so far?
It sure does. I know she does.
Okay, so the first step is know your customer and have a good place to send them, right? No matter how much traffic they can give, if it's the wrong traffic and you don't have a converting website, it's not going to make any money. And it sounds like that's where you might be at so far, Jose. The next thing is you've got to track. Anytime anybody calls you on the phone with anything about, hey, give me X amount of money and I'll send you this many visitors or this many eyeballs or this whatever, you've got to track it. And as soon as someone starts saying, oh, it's branding, we're just getting your name out there, we just want to get your logo out there, run, right? There's no way you can track, am I making any money on that? You've got to do a deal where I gave you $500 or $1,000 or $800 a month or whatever the deal is, and I got exactly this many clicks to the website. Great, that's one bit. But of those clicks to the website, how many phone calls did I get? That's now we're starting to get information that you can use. Of those phone calls, how many turned into bids that I actually got? And of those bids, how many turned into contracts that I got? Once you start tracking, you can start funneling more money into the things that are working and choking out the things that aren't working. So instead of saying, hey, I've got 7 different things I'm spending money on, and I have no idea which is working, which isn't, you can identify and say, these 3 are working really well, I'm going to put more money to them. These 3 are working really poorly, I'm going to cut those off. And this 1 or 2 in the middle is kind of average, I'm going to have to tweak it or try it or test something different to see if we're going to continue. Does that make sense so far?
It sure does, yes.
Okay. And that brings me kind of the next point. No matter what you're doing, too many times I'll talk to owners of cleaning companies, and you know, they're like, I just can't find anything. The next step is they find something they like or that works, and that's all they do, right? Like I'll, you know, be coaching someone and talk about how do you get your clients. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so good at telemarketing and we get so many customers by telemarketing. Great, that's a great way to go. But I say, how else do you get customers? Like, well, that's it. Well, shoot, what happens when the laws change and you're not allowed to telemarket anymore? What happens when, you know, minimum wage in your town goes to $15 an hour and you can't afford it? Or what happens when, what, you know, your customers start using voicemail, you can't get a hold of them? There's just, it's too risky. So whatever you're doing, 1 is the loneliest number in marketing. So don't be tempted if you just have 1 way to attract customers to just be good with that. You always have to have 3 or 4. So as frustrating as it can be when these people call with things that are advertising, you want to at least understand what it is and kind of be looking into it. You don't want to just say, I got burned on direct mail once, so direct mail doesn't work. Or I got screwed on SEO one time, so it doesn't work. You just got to find out, why didn't that work? Is it working for anyone else? And how can I make it work in my business? Any questions so far, Jose?
No, so far so good.
Okay, I've got a couple more, then we'll hit the lightning round. The next thing is, I always ask for a free trial. If you can get a hold of, well, let me try it for free, that's your best bet. But a lot of times, like, you're in a business that doesn't make sense for, like, search engine optimization, Jose, like you mentioned, it might take 3 or 4 months of work to get your website tracking, so they can't do that for free. The second thing is, and no one ever does this, is ask them for referrals and call them. So don't just say, oh yeah, we've got 20 people, everyone loves us, you know, we've done a bunch of stuff and we made a bunch of money for everybody. Great. What's their phone number? What's their name? Let me talk to them. And then spend 20 minutes before you spend $500. Spend 20 minutes on the phone with other users and go, what worked really well? What didn't work? Did you like them? Did they, you know, what do I need to know? What did you learn from this? How can I make sure I have a successful campaign? And you'll find so much more information from that guy or gal than you will from the salesperson. Are we tracking, Jose?
Yes.
Okay. And the last piece of that, if and when you can, find someone specific to your industry. Part of the reason I liked having John on the show is he's done a bunch of websites and SEO for Cleaning Nation. So he knows the cleaning industry. He's not just an SEO guy. He's a marketing guy. He's a marketing guy that understands our business. So anytime you can find a vendor or a customer that is specialized to our niche and they say, I know how to get commercial cleaning contracts, that's way better than I know how to get people to call you or I know how to get traffic to your website. So that's the big thing. Anytime you can find someone specific, and when you're calling the other users that have used them, see if you can get someone else in your industry, right? If you call a car dealership and they got car dealerships like, oh yeah, we sold a bunch of cars based on this guy. Well, that may or may not help you. But if you call another cleaning company, that's likely to help you. If you do that, do try and get someone not in your area, because obviously if they're your next door neighbor and something's working really well for them, they may not want to share that with you. But if they're in another state, they're more likely to give you honest answers. So that's the feedback I've got. Jose, any questions, any thoughts, anything you'd like to add before we hit the lightning round?
No, basically, you know, it's pretty self-explanatory, and I sure thank you very much for all those tips.
Okay, cool. Well, let's hit the lightning round. If you hopefully you got some value out of that, this will give you an opportunity to give value back to Cleaning Nation. So I'm going to ask you some questions and let you share your 17 years of experience. First question, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Well, the best piece of advice is getting every single customer. It doesn't matter how big or how small it is to sign a contract. You know, I had many times where they have called me last minute thing, and basically I go out there, do the job, and before you know it, it's basically they end up taking off without paying you.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that's not fantastic. Okay. That said, let's hit the question number two. What's the biggest mistake you've ever made in the cleaning business? Maybe we can learn from your mistakes.
Well, basically not having enough supervision to handle the job. That's one of the biggest challenges. The biggest mistake I have ever done, we had an account where it was paying us pretty good money. I ended up slacking off basically by not supervising. And before we knew it, basically the account was gone.
Yeah, that could be, that's one of the biggest lessons people learn. It could be expensive. It's so much easier and cheaper to keep a client than it is to get a new client. So yeah, it's you definitely want to look after the clients that you've got while you're chasing the new ones. All right, last question. What's one idea that you can give owners of cleaning companies, Cleaning Nation out there, that they can put in practice today before they go to bed that will help improve their life or their business?
Well, basically, it's there's many things you could do out there, but one of the major things, basically, you want to attract customers to your front door is keeping your storefront clean. There's a lot of people where you will send them out there and you will show up in these places and the place commits. Basically, that's trying to get those customers.
Okay. That's fantastic feedback, Jose. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion and your desire to grow. I appreciate you. Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Jose's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, go to www.growmycleaningcompany.net or .com. You can leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.